Welcome back to Podmas 2024. It is day 6 and it is a two-parter. So let's get into this. Part 1, what equipment do I need to start a podcast? This is, once again, like yesterday, depending on your needs. So you'll obviously need something to record your audio if you're doing a visual podcast, something to record your video on, and then something to edit with. So you can do all of this on your phone. They do make software that is free that can allow you to do all of it. But if you do want a bit more space to play around with, having something like a tablet or a laptop or computer definitely does help. A lot of software is free, but premium features do often ask you to pay for them. So just be aware of that. And if you do want to make sure your audio is crisp and clear, having something to record your audio on is a good idea. I have the general basics. So I've got a recording microphone, I have a laptop I edit on, and I don't do video podcasts. So that might change in the future, but for now, I'm not there. And then I use free editing software that I just edit everything on. So you don't have to pay for any of these. You probably have them on hand if you are lucky enough to, but most phones can do it all. It's just going to take a lot of patience because things might just slow down very heavily depending on how long your episodes are and how much you need to edit them. So that does take up a lot of space. Just understand that. Question 2, do I need professional audio equipment to make my podcast sound good? No, you do not. Editing is where the magic is. You can have not the greatest audio and fix it in editing. Understand, you can fix a lot in editing. You can correct a whole bunch of things, but not make miracles, okay? You can't take something that sounded like it was recorded in a mine and make it sound like magic. That's not gonna happen. If you sound a bit far away, you can maybe up the volume. If there's a bit of background noise, you can do some background removal. You can get certain things taken out. There's a lot of things you can fix in editing, but there's only so much. Your audio needs to be good quality, and some of the basic things we have available to us right now for free does work. This microphone, it works well. I can plug it basically into anything and it'll do its job. Your headphones, they'll do its job. Even if you don't have headphones, your phone as is probably records really good audio, so you don't need to worry about that. Another tip I think needs to be pointed out is sound absorption just in your natural environment. That is going to make a big difference. Try not to be somewhere with open space. It's going to echo terribly, and that's going to come across in your audio. I've sat on the floor in my cupboard amongst my clothes recording an episode once. It works. It was not fun, but it works. So do what you can with what you got. Aside from outside factors like noise, wind, natural sounds, things like that, learning to speak is going to be one of the best things you can do. I stepped it when I was younger, and you learn to project your voice very well. I am fine with projecting my voice. It comes across fine. However, slowing down and making sure your words are clear, like I am doing now, is going to make the best difference for your podcast, especially because a lot of people tend to speed up podcasts when they listen to it. I still fall victim to getting very excited when I record and then stumble over my words. And editing can't fix that. Editing can't go back in time, slow your words, and make them more clear. So learning to speak, breathe, and pace yourself will be a very valuable skill when it comes to podcasting, because it is not something the magic of editing can fix. So I hope that helps. Let me know if you have a podcast and what equipment you use. Do you have a whole room and a studio and a light setup, or do you just have your room, your microphone, and hopes and dreams? Okay? I'll see you in tomorrow's episode. Bye.